Two Clearwater schools are in a hold and secure situation for the day Monday, January 29, after the district received a report over the weekend of a possible threat. On Monday morning, parents could be seen walking their children toward the local elementary school, with teachers meeting them at the main doors. Buses were also running. An increased police presence could be seen around both the elementary school and high school in Clearwater as RCMP patrol the area. Sunday evening, January 28, School District 73 Superintendent Dr. Rhonda Nixon notified parents and caregivers of Raft River Elementary and Clearwater Secondary of the situation, via letter. Upon police recommendations and consultation, I am notifying you of a concern, noted Nixon. The district principal of Safe and Caring Schools received an anonymous report that involved a possible threat to Raft River Elementary School. As this information was worrisome in nature, police were contacted, and a police file was created. Nixon said, through the district principal of Safe and Caring Schools, she continues to be in close contact with provincial student safety experts. She and I have been provided valuable guidance as we take every precaution to ensure the safety and well-being of all students and staff in Raft River Elementary School and Clearwater Secondary School. Please be assured that staff and student safety are of paramount importance to us. In her letter to parents, Nixon stated she couldn't give further information on the specifics of the threats because the matter is part of a police file. During a hold and secure situation, it is a typical day within the school, except all outdoor activities are moved indoors. The principal also ensures students and staff do not leave the building and all doors are locked and monitored by staff to prevent unknown persons from entering.